Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Alexis Doty of F22 Video Solutions. Alexis, it's awesome to have you on the show.
It's great to be on your show. I'm excited.
Me too. Super excited to have you on. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Alexis so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. Alexis has been in the video production industry for over 28 years, which in this marketplace is a huge success. She started out in corporate television at Home Depot and Coca-Cola and now owns her own production company in Northern Virginia. She prides herself on her jack of all trades ability to direct, produce, shoot, and edit all of her videos when necessary. Her passion project is Memory Lane Productions, which is dedicated to her father who passed in 2019 from Alzheimer's disease. With that branch of her business, she aims to record loved ones' life stories, journey, and capture a narrative of their life to pass down to friends, family, and future generations. Alexis, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I am ready.
Awesome. Let's do it. So to kick everything off, I wanted to hear a little bit more about your passion project. What led you to get started in your business and your CEO story, as I like to call it?
Yeah. Like I said, I've been doing video my entire adult life. Well, actually even into childhood. My grandfather was a radio television lawyer, and he wanted me to do more broadcast media, but that just wasn't right for my personality type was type A. So I was really intrigued by the TV part of it, and then just went the different route of corporate. So a little bit of my backstory, I went to Atlanta because all of the major corporations that had corporate television units were all down there. So there was about 8 to 10 of them down there when I did the when I was in college and did the little pinprick test of where is the best place for me to go. So that was me to go. Learned a lot, loved corporate television down there, was down there for 12 years. And my husband actually joined the military. So we had the long distance relationship while he was serving his country. So that's a different talk for a different day. But and then we moved back up here to be close to the family when we had kids to the Washington DC general area. And I was permalance somewhere, won't name names, but I had been there for 7 years almost every day as a permalance means a permanent freelancer. Mm-hmm. And they decided to save some money. So they said, your it is now going to cut in half. So the next day I started my company, my LLC, because I just said, gosh, you know, that's just totally unjustified. And I do the same work that everybody else does. And now I'm making half of what I made before. And it was from then on, it wasn't even like a short time. So it's kind of the new rule. And so I said, I can't leave now because I've given you 7 years every day and every weekend. So little by little, I got some clients. So that was basically my becoming a CEO. And then from then on, I was a business owner of an LLC and I wasn't a freelancer anymore. So that was my trajectory. And at that point I had been in the business 22 years. So F22 is a play on words that I'd been in the company or business 22. And at that F stop on a camera, everything is in perfect focus. So I can play on your needs and desires and what you need to get across to your clients and for your videos.
Nice. I love that. And obviously I'm sorry to hear, you know, about the, about being, I guess it's not laid off. You said permalance.
Right.
Yeah. Permalance is, I hadn't heard that word before, but I've been laid off before, and it's definitely a frustrating time, especially if you do feel like you're doing great work and maybe it's not necessarily because of things that you've done, why you were getting laid off.
Right.
So I love that. And even more so, I love the name of your company because I think so many times people might see one of the awesome videos that you create and that you edit and that you do, and think that you just woke up yesterday and you started to work on those skills. But in reality, you're reminded every single day that this is a lot of work and time that you put in, and to be that perfect focus and to hit that perfect target, you've been able to do that because of the work that you put in.
Yeah. I mean, it was actually, I started off with a different name, and that's a, you know, that's a different topic in terms of learning about trademarks and that whole road. I come up with a brilliant name and literally got my EIN, got a bank account, and asked about looking into trademarks, and they had just trademarked like 2 weeks before one established. So then I had to kind of tangent my name doing business as. So that's another one of those like rough roads when you own a business.
Yeah, exactly. There's a million and one things that you have to know about and keep about. So it's so much to kind of take into account. But I know, obviously, you know, the thing that I always say is if you don't know everything, at least have somebody you can turn to. And I know that video is your jam and that's the thing that you do. So could you take us through exactly like what you do to kind of help to support and work with the clients you have?
Well, gosh, basically I am a video person, but I'm like an all-in-one video person. I'm not just a producer. I know a lot of production companies that bring you in and the person that you talk to is really only kind of just the marketing person or just the face of their marketing. But really I do it all. I love it all and I do it all. I help write the videos, I produce and direct and shoot it myself. I own all my own equipment, my cameras, I have 9 of them. And I do videos and DVDs and social media and, you know, for graduations, for ballets. I mean, my client list is just extensive, but I just love doing whatever I can for videos in terms of training, education, how to's, funnel videos. And then, like I said, I've done DVDs. Those are going by the wayside now, but whatever it is in terms of video content. And obviously as the market's gone differently now, it's much more, you know, small, short social media videos that are this way and not this way. So I've had to tangent along the way and make sure that I'm giving my clients what they need.
Absolutely. Yeah. It makes so much sense. I think because of technology, sometimes people think technology is its own industry, but really because of technology, it's every single industry. And I think I was listening to something the other day where I think someone said the computer in the refrigerator is more advanced than the very first computers just because of all the things that they have in place. So it's literally disrupting every single industry and making changes.
And then just a small little aside with my Memory Lane Productions. I mean, that really kind of came to be. I started doing my grandparents' videos back in 1991 when I literally just got out of college kind of time frame. And it was a great idea. And everybody was like, oh my gosh, you should, so jump on this bandwagon. And I just couldn't figure out how to market it. I tried it again in 2011 when I filmed my dad before he had serious Alzheimer's and dementia. And so him again, I was thinking this would be a great idea. I just couldn't figure out how to market it. I didn't have the connections and the context and the entrepreneur breadth and depth that to get the message out. So now it's 2020 and I really think that I have all the missing pieces that I didn't have before. So, and then now I have a little bit more passion because my dad has passed. So now I can really kind of dedicate it in honor of him. So so really trying to get the word out in 2020 and lay the foundations to really blossom and bloom that passion project of mine.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to hear, about your father, and I appreciate you for, and I'm sure he does as well too, appreciate you for, dedicating your work that you're doing for that. And so the Memory Lane Productions is a lot more around people being able to kind of tell their stories so that it can be passed down from generation to generation. That's correct.
Yeah. I mean, it's a more of a narrative, just me and them talking about, there's a couple of set questions just because those are kind of, my baseline, but then these catered directly to the person and their, their life trajectory. So everybody's different. So the questions meander to specifically to them. And, the ones that I've done so far, people are just so moved and touched going, I really didn't think that my life was, all that like amazing that somebody would want a video. And I'm going, well, everybody's is amazing. So this is one of those, like, you can really make somebody's day because they just go, wow, you took the time to really get to know me more. So really just kind of somebody's like, I hadn't really gone down memory lane that extensively. And it was kind of a fun experience to do. So
Yeah, I can definitely see that. And I feel like everybody wants to be appreciated or feel like they're, you know, I guess of worth, maybe a stronger way to even say it. But I
think that their lives mattered. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. That's a better, even better way to say it. And I think that when you have that opportunity to tell your story, talk about what you do and talk about those pivotal points in history, and that gets, you know, passed on from, you know, generation to generation, it really cements that fact that, you know, all those stories matter and we're all kind of special in our unique ways. So,
yeah.
I wanted to ask you now for what I call your secret sauce. And you might have already touched on this, but this is for yourself or for your business. But what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
My secret sauce, or that I can say that is different of me versus, you know, what you're going to Google for everybody else, is I'm a female in a very male-centered business. Videography, you know, production companies and all that stuff really are very, very, very male heavy. I've often been in, almost all of my crews, I'm the only female on the crew. So, so not only can I give that female perspective, I'm also a mom. So I have that, like, I want you to look good. I'm a good listener. I can make sure that, you know, I have that compassion for the people in front of the camera. I've also jumped in front of the camera. So I have that perspective that I can offer, that I know what it's like to be thinking, oh my gosh, it's a deer in the headlights look. Mm-hmm. And I've been at a company where we literally taught professors how to talk in front of the camera. So I know the coaching that's involved with helping people get over that hump of being on camera for the first time, because often we're entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and we're the face of the brand. So being a female and having that compassion and that that
empathy,
sense of, yeah, I just want you to look good and be good and feel confident and have the smiles and just really knock it out of the park. And I just don't know if men necessarily have that element or component really about when they're out on a video shoot. So I really think that that's one of my edges over my competitors. So, and I really as a female, I'm a lot more into relationships, and it's a check. It's not just a video. It's not just a one and done. I want to be on a journey with them and them grow and be part of their process and them growing. So we grow together. So it's not just, hey, let me shoot a video, let me finish it and adios. So I really am a strong believer in building relationships with my clients.
Yeah. So I appreciate you for sharing that. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I want to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So that could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
Well, I was thinking about that too. And that one was one of the harder questions I came across that you had. I've been to so many different women entrepreneur led events over the last 9 years. And I think the hack is really mindset and collaboration. You know, we're running out low on time, so I can't go into too much detail in either one of those. But I think mindset is a big thing, no matter if you're, how you learn. I'm more of a visual, so I have it on my mirror, you know, see something that I see every day in the, when I get up in the morning and go to bed at night, and just that positive affirmation to come into the right mindset. And then the other thing I think of the CEO hack is just to find somebody to collaborate with, either physically or just, you know, that your two businesses are such a great, you know, they fit together really well, and it's something that you can kind of market together. So I think those two things are really the best CEO in terms of building your business and really kind of going to the next level.
Awesome. So now I want to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So Alexis, what does being a CEO mean to you?
A CEO to me means that I have a passion for my craft. I set my own rules, set my own schedule, but I am my own priority. The job doesn't own me. I do what I love because I can, and I want to do it, and I want to do what's best for me, my family, my life, especially at that certain time. As I mentioned, you know, I was able to really be a mom to my kids, and the job didn't own me. I did what I wanted to in the time that I wanted to. I think being a CEO means that I can, in terms of making my own rules for my company, giving back was a huge mission. And maybe for the company that you're working for, that's just, you know, kind of one of those under kind of small things. But for me, it was a big mission to give back to my community in any way that I could, in my gifts and talented talents and services. So when you own your own business, that you can be able to give back in the ways that you feel right and to the people that you really want to give to.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, definitely. Thank you so much, Alexis. You've definitely been a blessing to us, giving us so much knowledge and information. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best they can get over you and find out about all the awesome things you're working on.
I wish everybody luck in terms of being the CEOs. It's you know, kind of a daredevil category of, you're just, it's a risky life, like stocks. It's risky, you know, with a high risk, high rewards. And I feel being a business owner is kind of like that too. So, you know, I wish everybody luck. Remember, we're all in this together. So, you know, the rising tide lifts all ships kind of thing. Just make sure you reach out to people, especially people that you really connect with at your networking events. So make sure you find those people that you know are going to be the ones that help you rise. So my website's f22videosolutions.com, and my phone number's there, my email is there. I'm hoping to have my Memory Lane Productions website linked there, because it's in the process right now. So I'm really looking forward to that. Link will be there on my website to my brand new passion project as well. So I'm looking forward to that. I have alexisdoty.com website, my more creative, edgy website. So I have kind of my different versions of Alexis Doty there. So there's a lot of ways to find me.
Awesome. And to make it even easier, we'll have the links and information in the show notes as well too, so that everybody can follow up with you. But definitely appreciate you, and appreciate that kind of reminding us of cooperation over competition and how important that is. And we connected at a networking event as well too, so that shows the power of networking and the opportunities that might arise. So appreciate you again, Alexis, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast, powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. IMCEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.